garden, do you save seeds or would you like to attain some unusual ones? Well, today is National Seed Swapping Day. How can you get involved and what is needed to save seeds? We're going to try to help. Dana Vendrick, a quality green specialist, joins us with information on soil pH. What is it anyway? And he's going to talk about special needs of blueberries. And Joni says it's almost Groundhog Day. What do you know about these animals? You can call us also at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, by the way, or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls and in the studio. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes, so please join Kelly, Teresa, Dana, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. I'm Tom McCubbin. This has been Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Gardens to your gardening program. I remember way back when I was a kid, my dad and I had gardens. This was when I was, 4 or 5 years old. He gave me his old seed, and you know what? It always grew. At least it seems that way today. He kept it in an area that was cool to cold during the winter. The seeds must have liked it. We would also trade seeds saved from crops and friends. Farmers did that back in those days. Well, what do you do today? We'll find out. We'll have some ideas about seed swapping and saving. Say that fast. And what about the weather? It's been cool to cold. How is it affecting our plants? some may be confused. We'll find out. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni hosting the program with me. I'm also Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And don't forget, you can find my books online. You can find Teresa's books online also. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls, but maybe you might want to wait and call about midway through the program. The number here, of course, is 407-916-5400. Or our toll-free number is up. Kelly's paying the bill at 1-888-45-LAWNS. And, of course, you can text me at any time. I just happen to be in charge of the text, 23680. And it's a good time to have that gardening question answered or make a comment. Our number one, Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist, joins us. I have asked him to talk about soil acidity and, you know, what we need to know about pH. We'll have information on plants that have special needs and also a bit on growing blueberries. Our number two, Jim Hunter, joins us from the South Seminole Farm and Nursery. It is camellia time, and Jim has a great collection ready for purchase. He'll help us with their care and tell us what's best to plant. And, of course, our webpage is up for one more day. Let's see. Yeah, one more day besides today. And the webmaster has told me the new one is up and ready to go at betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. Right now, please join me in welcoming Kelly Velez is at the controls. He'll answer your calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are here. We're hosting a program for our homes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni.
Yeah, you know, I felt like I was going to be doing real good today. The only thing is I can't get the words out for some reason. I don't know. I need to take a drink of water or something. Hey, two trash cans full this week of fallen limbs, and that was the main thing that was in the cans for turning them into compost. And Teresa brought over yesterday, Teresa and her husband Tony, a great plant to share with me, and it's gashiki. And that's kind of a neat-looking plant. Teresa, tell us about it.
It is. It's a gashiki osmanthus, and it is a false holly. It looks exactly like a holly leaf. It's got the pointed leaves, and then it's also green and yellow, and the leaves also will turn pink and orange and a little bit of red too at different times of the year. So it is a false holly and it stays small. This one only will get to be about 5 feet tall over a long period. So you don't need to cut this as much. And I think it's going to make a great plant. We're going to see how it does here in Central Florida. It's zoned for this area and we'll see how it does.
Yeah, I love the false hollies, the osmanthus. And this happens to be a beauty here. And also, we need to tell everybody that you won a big award this week, a House Best Service Award in the area of consumer service for 2021. Congratulations.
I did. This is my sixth year winning it. And it's based on algorithms. You have to get so many good reviews and, have great service. And so this year, I was one of the ones that won the House Best of Service Award. So I am very excited about that.
Yeah, congratulations. That's a great award to have, and I know you have many clients and friends that are happy with what you've been doing. That's for sure. We all are.
Thank you.
It's been a nice week, ups and downs. Be happy you're living here. Jim sent me a picture of his witch hazel, but the flowers have been brown. Remember last week I asked if anybody was growing witch hazel. He has it in his yard outside of Gainesville, but the flowers have been ground. And I think he wrote me that he had 25 or 27 this week.
And,
wow. Tallahassee had severe weather this week. Beverly said she'd check in a little later with us here. And be happy you're not living up north in Joni's old country, because the temperature there today will get up to 22 degrees.
Wow.
Tonight, down to 7. Wow. My brother, we called my brother in Providence, Rhode Island yesterday. He just got back from a walk, and the temperature was in the 20s. So a little windy.
Well, Tony's brother lives in Providence, Rhode Island, too. So I'm going to,
really?
Yeah, so we'll talk to him about the weather this week.
Yeah, no, it's cold up there. But they're happy. You know, my brother was out there walking around all bundled up. He said it was great, so that's it.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
What?
Tony has a brother in Providence, but Tony doesn't want to live in the cold.
No, I was living in Maine once. I'm glad I live in Florida, I'll tell you.
Well, we may have good news on the way. Groundhog's Day is Tuesday, and we'll see what the critter says. And I've got a groundhog question later. Joni's going to talk about the groundhog and good information. We'll see who knows the answer to it.
Okay.
National Seed Swapping Week, and I've got a quiz question for you all here. And it goes like this. We'll see if Tony can... Kelly can continue his
Tony.
Trend here. that's Teresa's husband, but Kelly.
Tony, he just woke up from his sleep and panicked.
Yeah. I was like, what is that?
Okay, here it is. What is the oldest mature? What is the oldest plant that has grown from a mature seed? What was the oldest seed that grew a mature plant? I'll get it here. What is the oldest seed that grew a mature plant? Okay. And was the seed 100 years old? Was it 500 years old? Was it 1,000 years old? Or was it 2,000 years old? The oldest seed that grew a mature plant. 100, 500, 1,000, or 2,000 years old? What do you think, Joni?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess. 100, 500, 1,000, or 2,000? Well, guess.
I don't know. I still don't guess.
Okay. Well, I guess being honest about it. Kelly, what do you think?
I don't even know, like, seeds grew that long, either one of them. I'm going to go with 1,000.
Okay. Teresa?
I'm going to say 2,000. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to say 2,000.
Okay. Teresa got it right. Kelly, you were close. And Joni didn't know, so she's straddling the middle here. But anyway, it was a Judean date palm seed. They say it's about 2,000 years old, recovered from excavations in Israel. And it was preserved in a cool, dry place, not by freezing, and it was germinated in 2005. Okay?
Wow.
The third oldest Bible seed recorded was a sacred lotus in northeastern China, and it was 1,300 years old. They've carbon dated all of these things.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Now, the oldest plant grown from an embryo from a seed was age 31,800 years old.
That's insane.
And that was a, I don't even know what the name is. Oh, narrow-leafed companion. I don't even know what that is. But it's an Arctic flower native to Siberia, so I guess in all the cold and everything. And
yeah.
They think squirrels buried the seed at one time, and it just remained frozen for all those years. I don't know.
That's amazing. I'll look that up and post on the website on Facebook.
Yeah, that the one that I asked a question about, I think, was a Guinness record for a mature seed, a seed itself that germinated. Hey, it's Seed Swapping Day. Teresa, how'd that all get started?
Well, Seed Swapping Day started back in 2006. Kathy Gents, who is the editor of the Washington Gardener Magazine, and that's out of D.C., Maryland area, and she... decided to hold a seed swap day. It went so well, it was so successful that it became an annual event, and it spread in popularity across the country. It just went from D.C. all the way across the country and became the National Seed Swap Day.
Yeah, and many groups have picked up on this. I know, I'm sure, I don't know if they aren't doing it, but I haven't seen any information from them. Lou Gardens in Central Florida used to have a seed swapping day, but I got a funny feeling due to the virus it's probably not occurring. But the American Horticultural Society has one of the biggest seed swapping days and programs. I have not participated in that one. Have you participated in that one?
No, I haven't, but I've talked to people who have done it, and they said that it's just a wonderful way. I always have seeds left over. I don't know about you, but I always have them left over. So it's a great way to get new seeds, new varieties that you don't know about, and save some money.
Yeah. The American Hort Society one is free if you're a member, and it costs $35 to join, but that's a year's membership. has other benefits also. But there's a number of groups that have such a thing. I'll tell you my dilemma. I'm looking for some Stokes Aster seed. And to go up online and get that seed and pay for it costs you $20-some dollars just to get a few seeds.
Wow.
So I figure that there must be some seeds around there somewhere, and a seed swapping situation might be good because, you know, some of the seeds might be available. Now, the last thing I think we need to mention real quick, if you have seeds and you want to save them, what do you do, Teresa?
Well, you definitely want to make sure that you're storing them correctly. So any seeds left over from the previous season that you didn't use up, you're going to want to make sure that you're putting them in a cool, dry place, in either a jar, an envelope, some kind of a holder, packets, the little brown vanilla packets that you can buy. But then also, too, you want to label them so you know what you have. You can either use them the following year or you can swap them out and trade them. But you want to make sure that you're labeling them correctly. So give the location you grew it in, what kind of seed, the correct name, and then also the information that you would normally find on the packet, which is spacing, and then also maturity, how long it's going to take to grow and mature.
Yeah, and I store mine in a refrigerator. I'll store it either in a sealed container, like you said, or a plastic bag, and the seeds can store for a long time, which is kind of nice.
Now, do you put any kind of paper towels to keep them dry in there, or leave them as whole?
I leave them as whole in my little packets, but some people put dried milk, desiccants, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, break time here. We'll go. Dana Venrick is, I'm sure, waiting for us. So we'll take a break here. But if you want to text me, feel free to. Text number here is 23680. I already have one text message here. You might as well add yours also. And you might want to hold your phone calls to our number here, 1-888-45-LAWN. Dana's done. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Air- airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. You want to text me? Number here is 23680. If you want to call us after this interview comes up, number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. I have the list of average years, I guess, seeds will survive under normal conditions, written by two University of Florida professors, Dr. Maynard and Dr. Huckmuth. And if you have any idea, if you want to know how long some of your seeds might last, just text me or you can give us a call. But a seed like, parsnip, for instance, Teresa and I were talking about that, only viable for about a year in good storage. So parsley's good for about a year. Onions, I was surprised. Onions, they say, are only good for a year. So not very long at all. Tell you what, let's get our good friend Dana Venrick in, coming down the garden path. Dana Venrick is owner of Quality Green Specialist at 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue in DeLand, Florida. That's 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue in DeLand, Florida. Google the Quality Green Specialist, and you'll get their information, their webpage, their directions, lots of great information. Dana, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Tom, Teresa. Also
good morning.
Joni.
Yep, Joni, we're all here.
I'm here.
Kelly answered the phone for you, so we're all here. So we've had some cool weather here lately, and what do you think? Do you like the cool weather?
Well, I'm looking at the thermometer right now. It's 43 here in DeLand.
Okay.
And you know, talking about seeds, we could be storing seeds at this temperature. It's like we're in a refrigerator.
Yeah. You know,
but the plants are okay. It's not cold enough to really hurt them, except papayas. We put those inside.
Oh, yeah. Tropical things aren't going to like it very much at all. My bananas gave up a long time ago. It didn't like below 40.
Yeah, our bananas have a little burn on the lower leaves.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. Mine are worse than that. So what type of plants are gardeners looking for at this time of the year?
Well, they're looking for color of flowers because, you know, with this cool, depressing weather lately, you know, they want something bright like a red petunia or a dusty miller, you know, the white ornamental that gives a good contrast with red color. They like to look for peaches, like nectarines, pears, plums. Those are all selling really well right now. Of the ornamentals are starting to sell well, like, of course, azaleas. We have some fashion azaleas in beautiful bloom, and formosas will be blooming soon, and also George Tabor. But we've got some beautiful ligustrum, podocarpus, viburnums. They have all been selling.
That's good.
Some of the best sellers are the colors, though. People love colors this time of year. And vegetables, people are buying vegetables for the spring and some herbs.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people forget that we can't have good color at this time of the year. Now, some of those plants that you mentioned are going to be particular about the soil pH. What is the soil pH anyway?
Well, you want the technical or the...
I think I remember, from my old...
The common sense answer is that, you know, it's a measure of the acidity in the soil. Like pH, if you look at pH, it's a number, a series of numbers from 1 to 14. 7 in the middle is pretty neutral, about equal amounts of acidity versus alkalinity in the soil. The lower the number, the more acidic. For example, blueberries like it at pH like something like between 4.8 to 5.3, which is very acidic, and there's a lot of hydrogen ion in the soil. And actually, pH is a measure of the amount of hydrogen ion, more technically the hydronium ion, which is a positive hydrogen cation in the soil. The less you have, the higher the pH, and the more calcium and magnesium and silicon, those alkaline-type minerals you have that tie up that hydrogen ion or the cation. So olives are on the other extreme from azaleas. They'd like a pH 7.5, 8, where all that hydrogen ion is tied up. They like that stress, so they produce fruit under that stress of high calcium, magnesium, and silicon. Whereas azaleas, they have to have that ammonium form and a very low pH. That's the only form of nitrogen, basically, they take up in that positive form, the ammonium form, whereas most plants are somewhat slightly acidic and take up nitrogen as a nitrate anion, which is a negative form of nitrogen. And so you want to keep the pH low with azaleas, with something like a acid-forming fertilizer. We have a azalea blueberry special that keeps the pH low that has a lot of ammonium in it, as well as, you know, humates and sulfur to keep that pH low, whereas other fertilizers for most plants, you know, were slightly acidic. They like the pH in the range like between 6 to 6.5. Sometimes as low as 5.8, sometimes a little higher than 6.5, but that's the general range most plants prefer.
So Dana, why would people need to be concerned about the pH and check that out?
Well, you know, if the pH gets too low, then, you know, the plants won't be taking up nutrients. Plus, that extra hydrogen ion is very burning, you might say. It'll burn the roots if you have too much hydrogen ion in the soil if the pH gets too low, except for blueberries and azaleas and certain other plants like magnolias and you know, camellias, hollies. They can tolerate low pH as well. But most plants, you know, just can't tolerate that really low pH. And if you get the pH over 6.5, you start to get tie up of the trace minerals that are also extremely important. Like over 6.5, the calcium in the soil will tie up the zinc, and then manganese and iron, and then other trace minerals. And any one mineral that's missing or deficient will stop growth of a plant. So we have to be careful to keep that pH in the range that most plants prefer, you know. And plants are very adaptable. Most plants will tolerate a wide range, but it can't get too extreme depending on the plant.
There you go. Tom?
Yeah. So if we have a plant that likes an acid pH and our soil may not be as acid as we like it to be, how do we keep it or get it to be acid?
Well, There's several different things you want to do. You want to use fertilizer that has some ammonium, like ammonium sulfate or a little bit of ammonium nitrate in it, some sulfur. You want to use like some flowers of sulfur, which is a powder, or like a granular sulfur. But you want to be careful. You want to slowly keep the pH in that low range. If you put too much here again, you will burn. You only, as a rule, use less than 1/3 as much sulfur to lower pH as you would dolomite or calcitic limestone to raise the pH. And then you want to use a fertilizer like we have. The 727 is specifically designed to keep that pH lower. And then maybe twice a year, use a little sulfur, but not more than like 3 pounds per thousand square feet is the rule of thumb that I go by. Whereas with dolomitic limestone or calcitic limestone, you could go up to 20 pounds or so per thousand square feet. It shows, but you never want to use too much of either one.
Yeah, we can overdo things really easy. Now, I know.
Well, that's a common mistake with gardeners, too much fertilizer and overwatering.
Yeah. I know Teresa and I both like blueberries. And, Teresa, have you grown blueberries?
I have, and I've had really good luck with them. You know, blueberries are native to the state. So, you know, depending on the variety that you get, blueberries will do very well here in Florida.
Well, we have naturally acidic soils in Florida, you know. One way, like a threshold to look for in your soil, have your soil tested for calcium and magnesium and potassium and all the minerals. If you have less than 900 pounds per acre, which would be like less than 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet in your soil of calcium, you're good to go. If you have a lot more than that, it's a lot more difficult. So you want to use like mounds or berms of fine ground pine bark and peat mixture is what we use. And then, you know, it works if you put that over the soil where you have too much calcium in the soil.
Tom?
Yeah, very good. So as far as fertilizer for blueberries?
Yes, we have a great fertilizer. We combine organics like humic acid and fulvic acid from a very old peat deposit that has available carbon. The only form of carbon that's actually bioavailable is fulvic acid. Mother Nature gradually converts that from peat, you know, like in a peat bog, down to humic acid, and with oxygen and activity of the microbes, it adds more oxygen, then it becomes fulvic acid. And that's the only form of carbon that a plant actually picks up, sequesters, and metabolizes. So it's good to use a little bit of good quality peat or potting soil, you know, when you pot or when you plant your azaleas and blueberries.
Good. And you have a fertilizer for them also, I would assume.
Yes, it's specifically designed to maintain that low pH and release. It actually releases at a pH around 5, which is perfect release pH for your blueberries.
Very good. Dana, we appreciate you being with us, owner of Quality Green Specialists at 1639 North Spring Avenue in DeLand. And they can get up on your website, right?
Yes, it's Spring Garden Avenue, QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
Good. And get up and get all the information. Dana, hey, you have a great gardening day. Take care of all of our plants
for
us, okay?
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you have a great gardening day, and that's, again, Dana Venerick, owner of Quality Green Specialists, and that's in DeLand. Just go up on the Google and Google them. We're going to take a break right about now. I know I'm over time on this here, but coming back up, we're going to talk groundhogs, and I've got a groundhog question, and it stains Punks, concerns Punxsutawney Phil. So we'll have that for us also, and it's time for you to give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2969. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're talking about seed swapping and other things today, but the seed that stores the longest on Dr. Maynard and Hochmuth's list here is lettuce, and they say it can be stored for 6 years. And I remember lettuce was one of the first things I planted as a kid, and it did come up very well. Seeds that can be stored next longest are collards, cucumber, which surprises me, endive, muskmelon, which would be cantaloupes, radish seeds, and I grew plenty of those, and they can be stored for about 5 years, which I think is kind of neat. Okay, here's my question. Groundhog's Day is Tuesday. Joni's going to have a piece on it in just a minute here, but we all know about Punxsutawney Phil, right? Everybody?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Now, Phil does not make his prediction there. Even in the movie Groundhog Day, they had a nice little setup there for him to make his prediction, but he does not make his prediction inside Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Where does Groundhog Phil make his prediction? At what special spot? Anybody know?
No. No, I did not know that.
I do.
Joni knows, okay. Where is it?
Where
does he make his prediction? What spot near Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, 6 miles out? Joni thinks she knows. Okay, I tell you what, we're going to let Joni do her a piece here about Groundhog's Day, and then I'll tell you when we come back. Okay, Joni, you're on.
Now?
Now, yeah, your turn.
Groundhog's Day is next Tuesday, February 2nd. So I thought you might like to know more about these critters. Groundhogs, also called woodchucks, are interesting little animals, closely related to a squirrel but in the rodent family. The average woodchuck has a heavy body, short tail, and powerful legs. They weigh from 7 pounds and between 60 to 27 inches long. It has coarse, grayish-brown fur. Groundhogs are vegetarians. It enjoys eating leaves, flowers, grass, field crops like peas, beans, and corn. Yes, that's right. Groundhogs occasionally climb trees to get apples. Their taste for garden and agricultural crops often get him into trouble with farmers. They also can burrow into leaves and cause erosion problems. Groundhogs put on a lot of weight in the summer, reaching their maximum in late August. And October approaches, they come more and more lethargic as they prepare for hibernation in October. In hibernation, a series of changes occurs to conserve his body fat. Poor thing. Body temperature drops from 99 to 40 degrees. Heart beats slow from 80 beats to 5 per minute.
Wow.
And aspiration drops from 14 to 4 breaths per minute.
Wow.
By February, a hibernating woodchuck has lost half his body weight. That's kind of sad.
Oh.
Many experts say that the groundhogs in the wild rarely venture out of hibernation until March. As in the most places, it's still pretty cold for the first part of February. And when they do come out of hibernation, the hound dog has only one thing on his mind, and it isn't for food or weather forecasting. He immediately goes out for a mate, and glimpse of his shadow isn't going to get in the way of his search. So, but we will still celebrating Hound Dogs Day. Hound Dogs Day. Will you?
We'll be celebrating it, that's for sure.
Okay.
I wish I could go to sleep and lose weight. That would be great, wouldn't it?
And you're breathing closed down for 4 or 5 breaths a minute or something like that, that would send my doctor in the shock.
It would.
Have you ever felt the foliage of the hair of a groundhog?
No, no.
It's pretty soft, actually. It's not so bad at all. We had them in our yard, and they ate many of my garden plants, I'll tell you. They can knuckle up a row of beans overnight. It's just amazing. Okay. Okay, somebody texted me already. They got the correct answer here. Where is Groundhog's Day? Where is Phil Mackey's prediction on Groundhog's Day? Did anybody look it up?
No, I didn't. I was waiting for the answer.
Okay. Kelly, any idea?
In the U.S., that's all I know.
In Pennsylvania. Okay, I often ask this one when I'm doing classes, especially around Groundhog's Day. Gobbler's Knob. Gobbler's Knob. Where he makes pictures. There's actually a setup outside of Punxsutawney, and they have a little booth there and a little sitting area, and that's where it is, at Gobbler's Knob.
Is there a reason why they don't do it in Punxsutawney?
I have no idea. No, I don't know, but they don't do it inside of Punxsutawney. I understand it's about 6 miles outside of
that's...
the Maybe
That's
they didn't
funny.
Want to have all the people downtown like they did in the movie, but I don't know. Anyway, I tell you what, it's break time. Time for you to get your questions in. And I have several text messages, 23680. But feel free to call us. And that number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Kelly's mighty lonely there without somebody to talk to. So you can give him a call. But anyway, we'll be back. I'm Tom McCovey, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University, and it's Artist Talk and Entertainment Network.
Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I say for my friends.
For my community.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. Report suspicious activity by calling 855-FLA-SAFE or by downloading the Florida CSAY app. If you see something, say something.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I think it's going to be kind of a cool day for us in many areas, although I think through South Florida, through Central Florida, it's going to warm up into the 70s, maybe. And then as you go up the state, probably into the 60s. And right now, Teresa, we have Beverly on the line, right?
Yes. Good morning, Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
Can you hear me? Now, can you
hear me? Yeah, now we can hear you, sure.
Okay. Good. Yeah. How are y'all doing?
Well, right now I'm doing fine, but you had some tough weather, right?
Well, we had a short heavy rain with a tornado, which I've never heard of a tornado coming through Tallahassee, but the only damage was a little private plane got flipped over.
Wow, that's lucky. Yeah, how close to you was that?
How close what?
To you, where you live.
Oh, it was on the other side of town at the airport. I live almost to the other county line. But yeah. It only rained for about 3 hours, I think, but we got about 3 inches of rain from it.
Really? I'm jealous.
I know. I didn't realize we were having a tornado. I was driving around and listening to music, but sometimes it'll rain for a couple of days and you won't get 3 inches of rain. So it really came down.
Yeah, Teresa, we've had almost no rain, right?
We've had absolutely no rain. I mean, they were saying for Central Florida that we've had like less than a half an inch for this whole month. And usually we get about an inch and a half to 2 inches, but we've really been very dry this year.
Yeah, it rained so hard. The water was sluicing through the ditches, and, you know, you could just see it running over the top of the ground. It was pretty amazing, but... Now it's cleared up. It always warms up and rains, and then clears up and gets cold. So we've had nights in the low 30s and highs in the low 60s for a couple of weeks.
Well, we're glad you're safe.
Yeah, And the goldfinches are back. I'm really thrilled about the little goldfinches.
You sent us a video, and it had birds in it. Was that the goldfinches chirping, or what was chirping in that?
I think it was all different birds. The whole my sycamores were just full of birds. Could you hear the singing? Or
oh yeah,
it was wonderful.
I thought that was you.
No, I don't talk quite that high.
I have two new garden things I'm going to try this year in the seed catalog. Apparently, this area is really good for artichokes.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So I'm going to try some artichokes, especially, you know, when they're small and tender. Yippee, that sounds good if they'll grow. And then I've ordered three different kinds of mushroom spores.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're
now, will you grow those inside or outside?
No, they need to kind of grow like where mushroom would grow. So I'm planning on putting them out under, you know, you put them in log, you drill holes in log.
In a log. Mm-hmm.
And push the spores in there. So I'm going to take a pallet and put it under my oak tree out there. They need more shade. I have a friend who has a farm, and she has a mushroom house and has volunteers come over and help them stuff the spores in, and then they get to take one home as pay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because they grow a lot of them. They grow them commercially, so... But anyway, it's just been one thrill after another up here in North Florida.
Well, it's good to know that you got some rain, and just send it on down here to Central and South Florida. We need it, and we're glad you're safe.
Thanks. I'll talk to the man and see what he can do.
Yeah. Well, the artichoke, what I was getting ready to tell you, you shouldn't have any trouble growing the artichokes because they're sunflower relatives. So
they said the conditions they described, and of course they show you a little map where it's viable, but you know, hot and sunny and wet, and that sounds like North Florida.
That too. Hey, we got to run because we're up against a hard break. But thank you, Beverly. We appreciate it. Let us know how you do. Okay. There you go.
We've got Roy from Windermere, but we'll take him in the second hour.
That sounds good. That sounds real good because we're up against a break. We've got Jim Hunter coming up in hour number two. I'm excited because we missed him last week, and we'll be talking about camellias. And I love our camellia. I brought one that Jim had given me some time ago. It has a little fragrant odor to it, with fragrance, which is very nice. So you can text us 23680, or you can go ahead and give us a call probably about midway through the hour at 1-888-45-LAWNS. So we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.